What up, homie?
I'm good, man. How you?
And I hope people don't take that wrong way either, because it's not like you're an artist that sells 10 million records, but you major.
Nah, it's other ways. That's the problem. People kind of focus on record sales too much. You know, you got to focus on the appreciation from the fans, the breadth, the wideness of the fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like, to have fans, it's one thing to have a million records, but to only have fans in one city, you know. But if you can do, I guess it's a testament to be able to go gold and have 10, 20 million fans all around the world. So, you know, it is what it is.
And you never know who's going to check it on the Greg Street Show. Lupe Fiasco checking in. He's getting ready for his new album. It's the third album.
Third album, Lasers.
And on this album, Lupe has put Pharrell and Chad back together. The Neptunes officially back together. Compliments of Lupe Fiasco. We're going to give you all the credit.
I'll take it. I'll take that. I don't think P or Chad will have a problem with me taking the credit for that.
So you going to take the credit?
I'll take the credit for it. Why not?
So he's going to take the credit for it.
I'm taking credit for more audacious things, so I'll take the credit for that. Shout out to the whole Star Trek.
The Star Trek crew, Lupe Fiasco checking in on the People Station, V103. Now, when's the album going to drop?
I don't know, man. I'm hoping, I just turned it in to the label today, you know, so I'm hoping that they, you know, they're going to have their due diligence over the next couple of weeks to try and generate a release date for it, you know. But if the streets want it, if the people want it, as we can see, every single been leaked. Every song that we put out, we had to put it out because the people wanted it and leaked it out or whatever. So, you know, if the streets really, really want it, with, you know, sooner than later, hopefully.
Now, I know for you, touring has been amazing. Like, how's it been being on the road for 2.5 years without even having a current album out?
It feels great. You know, it's a testament to the longevity of the music, you know, which is what I went for anyway from day one. You know, I always felt it was better to have something that people could live and rock with and want to sing and want to come and see you three nights in a row or what have you in the same city, you know, to kind of have that type of music, you know. And I guess it was just a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to be able to do that, go to almost every country in the world and, you know, sell out tours and be blessed to jump on Kanye tour and a couple other people tour, you know, and just have the fans that want it. You know, I wouldn't be doing it if the fans didn't want it, you know. So all that's on my fans. Appreciate it. Love them so much. So.
And it's kind of, and it was really kind of crazy to me, because I listen to people talk who don't really understand the business, who they say things and they don't really think about it before they say them. They're like, oh, and I'm not talking about you, but just in general, how people would say something like, oh, that rapper fell off or he fell off. And the artist is still doing shows and making $10,000, $20,000 a show and doing 3 or 4 shows a week. It's like, I don't know if they paying that much money at Best Buy.
It's definitely two sides, two or three or four, five different sides, you know, to get paid once you establish yourself as an artist. You know, so much stuff you can do, from sponsorships to just staying on the tour or what have you. Like, I've been on tour for 2.5 years. And my last album came out in 2007. You know what I'm saying? It's 2010. So, you know, it just goes to show that it's more than one way to skin a cat, you know. And don't think just because somebody, look at Sade. Sade ain't out in 10 years, you know, and she's going to come back and destroy him, you know. So you better, there's definitely more to it than just the face value of somebody having an album out. It doesn't necessarily mean success, you know.
So is there a Lupe Sade song on the album? I mean, you got Chad and Pharrell back together, so is there a Sade hook on the album?
Nah. There's no Sade hook on the album. I wish it was a Sade hook on the album, but it's not. It's not. I wasn't even looking at that. I missed the boat on the Sade hook.
Because I made the announcement that, you know, Sade put a single out right before the end of the year. Maybe in 2010, we'll get a Lauryn Hill album and Andre 3000 and Big Boy back together for a new Outkast album.
Outkast, this would be a heavy year. 2010, the year to do it.
It's the year to
do it. And if you're going to do it in any year.
Lupe Fiasco checking in, man. Always love, man. Lupe gave, I was the only DJ that you gave love to, like, actually, not a shout out in the credits, but on the actual recording of the album for the first album.
I like, yo, man, I'm gonna say it again. You gotta show love to the people that showed you love. You know what I'm saying? The people that help you get to where you need to be. You know, this one game where you cannot do it by yourself. You know, you definitely gotta have people that's gonna support you, whether they be DJs or be your mama or you know, be a promoter or whoever. You know, I try and show love to the people, and they individuals. I know them. It's not just like some dude through a phone that I never met before through a manager. You know, I show love to the people that come and show me love. So, now they go, Greg.
The new single is coming up next. We're going to let Lupe introduce it. So, get ready for it. The new album is coming this year for 2010. He's got several. How many songs did Neptunes produce on the album? Star Trek, do it for the album.
One, two. We did like about four, and I think two made the album.
So there's definitely gonna be some crazy Billionaire Boys Club, Lupe collabos, t-shirts,
and
stuff for the album.
Yeah, it's gonna be all that when we start letting out the all the plans we got for the album. You're gonna see a lot of stuff come up off this album that you didn't expect or was expecting and hoping that you would see that you finally gonna see from Lupe Fiasco. So it should be good.
So any Dr. Romanelli or any
all that
Converse collabs coming soon. I'm talking about soon. I know it's coming. I'm talking about soon.
You know that's my second. That might be my first love outside of music. You know, the whole streetwear and making sure you stay fly. So, you know, I definitely got my homeboys on deck coming up with the merch and the new stage gear and the new everything. So, it'd be cool.
And I'm dropping a shirt for the Grammys, too, with Nick Diamond, Everybody Diamond Supply. So, I'm about to save you on because I think you said you're not getting to L.A. till Sunday. We're going to drop it on Friday or Saturday. And it's only 50 shirts. So, I got to definitely save you on it. The shirt is stupid. I'm, like, all blacked out on a black shirt. Like the Jay-Z Black album with the Diamond Supply.
Oh, man, please do. I need that. Need that in my life.
So we're going to hook you up. But we're going to introduce the new single coming up. Lupe Fiasco, check it in. The new album is coming for this year. So you don't have to wait any longer. He hasn't had an album since 2007. And when I brought him to Motions in Underground Atlanta, man, a lot of people didn't believe. Like, true fans who was there from the beginning, they showed up. But it was only, like, what, maybe 100 people there?
Yeah.
But now, we got a lot of believers. The new single is coming up next, produced not by just Pharrell, produced by not just Chad, but by the Neptunes. We're going to premiere it coming up next. Lupe Fiasco checking in on V103.